The sheepnose mussel population is down 69% nationally. In Wisconsin, the round, yellowish-brown mussel has completely disappeared or is declining from streams and rivers in the western part of the state. The spectacle case mussel looks like a dark, elongated glasses case. Its population has dropped 57% and continues to struggle in the upper Mississippi and St. Croix rivers. Researchers say dams, invasive zebra mussels, and pollution have all affected the mussel populations. U.S. Fish and Wildlife biologist Tamara Smith says mussels help filter water, but cannot survive if that water quality is poor.
And so that's an indicator of the whole ecosystem. If they're not surviving, then chances are fish and other critters aren't surviving as well.
With any endangered species, people say every link in the chain matters. Teresa Newton is a fisheries biologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. When mussels eat algae and bacteria floating above them, Newton says the mussels release the nutrients to the river bottom.
And without the mussels to complete that cycle, those nutrients in the water column might not be available to other animals that live in the bottom, like other insects, mayflies and stoneflies and such, which are necessary. They're food for fish and stuff, so they actually complete a cycle.
The public can comment on the sheepnose and spectacle mussels' possible endangered species status until March 21st. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio.